We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you're looking for some holiday help, they've got $1,000 holiday loans now available. To see if you qualify, and for details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up, Dina?
All right. John Cena has more of these than any other celebrity out there. It's not muscles. Well, it could be.
Ab muscles.
What it is he's granted more make-a-wishes than any celebrity in history.
Oh, that's terrific.
600 wishes granted.
Wow.
Yeah, he started back in 2002 when he was a WWE rookie, and since then he's been dedicated to, quote, drop what he's doing to bring joy to children fighting critical illnesses.
That's cool.
He said, I learned from every single child I meet and their families. It's incredibly rewarding, and the fact that hang out with John Cena is on someone's list is the coolest thing.
Yeah, you said more than 600 kids and thousands of family members who have been touched by his nice deeds.
Yeah, yeah. He knows what it means to them, so I'm glad to hear that he does that. And
very
keep
cool.
that streak going, John. DinaStirt.com. Well, it looks like Ellen DeGeneres and Sandra Bullock have teamed up for what, you might ask, for a lawsuit. They're going after websites selling anti-aging and other beauty products with bogus celebrity endorsements, specifically, them.
Right.
They call it celebrity endorsement theft. So all these websites that target you by putting up these bogus celebrity endorsements and bogus stories, fake news articles claiming that either of the two celebrities have endorsed their products. So they're saying that these sellers use this basic template that they just swap out the names of the products and pair them with fake celebrity endorsement quotes.
Wow. So I need to take down my Kim Kardashian mud mask.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's mud from my front yard.
Where she said,
so I need to take that
down.
It's
my favorite mud mask.
And I know that they're suing because obviously they're not happy about this, but they should feel a little good knowing that their looks are that good that somebody wants to say, hey, look what our products can do for you.
But also wants to be flattering for my wallet,
you know? Other people that might be tricked by it.
That's true.
You wouldn't feel good about that.
That is true, and that's ultimately why they are suing.
Right. DinaStirt.com.
Well, we got some baby news to report. The Duggar family has added another baby to its growing brood.
It's funny how they make the report every single day.
There's so many
baby
of them.
News. Yeah.
Well, it looks like Joseph Duggar and his wife, Kendra, welcome their second child, the daughter, Addison Renee. So congratulations to them.
Just second child, huh?
And we told you about Pretty Little Liar star Shay Mitchell and her boyfriend welcoming a baby girl. Now they revealed the name. Cool name. Atlas.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
kind of
nice.
Really cool.
Very cool.
I like it. She'll be a well-traveled baby for sure. DinaStirt.com. And Chrissy Teigen's mom is going to be a single woman soon. Her husband has filed for divorce. Now, Chrissy's parents haven't lived together in a while, but her dad did put the paperwork in to make it official on Tuesday. We don't know what caused him to make that split official, but it looks like maybe Chrissy and her husband, John Legend, are going to have to start building that in-law apartment a little sooner than they anticipated.
Well, they do probably have like a 50,000 square foot house, so they'll find one room for her anyway.
It's tough to find room in there.
I'm pretty sure Pepper already lives there anyway, because I do see her in all the TV commercials with Chrissy Teigen. So, always in her living room or the kitchen. And that's your Dirt at 640. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 740 with 94.7 WMAS.
Another update from Dina and her Dirt at the 40, being brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. If you can't make ends meet this holiday, they have $1,000 holiday loans now available. To see if you qualify, for more details, you can visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's going on, Dina?
All right, Sharon Stone. She is suing Ridiculousness star Chanel West Coast for using her name in her new rap song. This is according to Page Six. So while she portrays Sharon's Basic Instinct character throughout the video, Chanel used Sharon's full name 33 times in the song and first name 99 times.
Are there any other words in the lyrics?
There's a couple.
Okay.
So Sharon is accusing Chanel of trying to ride her extraordinary level of popularity and fame to enhance her stature as a rapper, and also to use her as a celebrity endorser to promote the sale of certain products without her permission or consent.
Why wasn't your name considered, Lopez?
I don't know. It's harder to rhyme. Lopez.
And do you really want to be sued by Jennifer Lopez? I don't think so.
That's true.
Also yeah.
True. She sues me all the time.
Or George Lopez.
That too. A rep for Chanel claimed that Sharon was actually a collaborator on the song, but maybe she forgot. Who knows? So keep you posted on that. But honestly, like, you know, doing this lawsuit brings more attention to the fact that there is this song out there because I didn't know about it.
Oh, maybe that's part of her being a part of it.
Residuals or something?
Genius.
DinasDirt.com.
Mariah Carey got paid $11 million, according to Delish, to sing a few chords of All I Want for Christmas.
Can you imagine getting a check for like a few days' work?
Wow. Oh, but it's a good commercial.
Right? It's in a commercial. Yeah, it's a PepsiCo commercial for their new Walker's chip, promoting their holiday flavors. It's actually kind of funny. It's a minute long. Mariah's recording a performance of her song, and then she's handing out gifts to everybody, and that in itself is pretty funny, what she's handing out. But then she fights with an elf over a bag of chips, which she ends up winning after hitting a high note. So check it out for yourself. It is pretty amusing, you know, and Mariah Carey does a good job acting in this one, I'll have to say.
The last 3 seconds are very funny.
They are.
Yes.
We told you before that Janelle Evans filed for divorce from David Eason. Now TMZ reports that the Teen Mom star wants full custody of their 2-year-old daughter, Ainsley. In the meantime, David is slamming Janelle online, and maybe that's part of the reason why she's decided to get a restraining order against him. So for now, she says she's scared for her life, her children's well-being. David is banned from contact with Janelle and her kids. We'll keep you posted as this story unfolds. It seems like there is never a lack of drama in this one. DinasDirt.com. And Chrisley Knows Best stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. They were hoping the court would lift their travel restrictions in the spirit of the holidays so they could go to the Cayman Islands during Thanksgiving to spend time with family, but their request has been denied. So unfortunately for the couple, going on vacation for the holiday doesn't meet the standards for traveling after surrendering their passports as part of their bond release. So, bummer. They're going to have to celebrate America here in the States like the rest of us.
Yeah, Cayman Islands isn't really the perfect backdrop. It's not like a Norman Rockwell backdrop. You know what I mean? Like snow falling and...
Well, I mean, when I think Thanksgiving, I typically think New England anyway. I don't really think Cayman Islands, but
I think that's just me. I think it's a better tradition.
Oh, absolutely.
Do they have any turkeys? Turkeys on the island or no?
Who cares?
Only the Chrisleys if they can get the ban lifted.
Beach.
I would end on that.
And that's your Dirt at 740. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 840 with 94.7 WMAS.
Now, your latest gossip headlines brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a great deal on a holiday loan up to $1,000. For all of the details, you can call 733-2800. So what's going on in Dirt, Dina?
All right. Khloe Kardashian, you know, the Kardashian that usually offends me the least, celebrating her popularity.
That's not saying much, right?
It's really not. She's celebrating her popularity, writing on her Instagram stories on Tuesday, 100 million followers. Wow, wow, wow. Thank you, guys. This is nuts. And then she added, unpopular opinion, I think social media has absolutely destroyed our generation's ability to be truly happy. We're always seeing someone else who we think has it better than us, and it causes us to think that we have is not good enough.
Hold on, I just had a brain freeze
She's happy for it, but she says that it's bad.
Yeah, she's kind of the cause of it, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're really surprised she could even come up with that conclusion, considering she's the one that has it better and is throwing it in the faces of her 100 million followers. So, little hypocrite.
Somebody got upset, so no longer 100 million. Just shy.
DinasDirt.com. All right, I know I talked off the air with Lopez about this. ABC's latest live broadcast, The Little Mermaid. Well, it should have just stayed under the sea. I watched yesterday on my DVR. The show aired a couple days ago, not received well by most viewers. You know, they said that this would be a live musical performance event with a star-studded cast. They had the star of Moana as Ariel, Queen Latifah as Ursula.
Wrong with that? I didn't get a chance
Everything.
To see it.
I mean, mostly it was a live viewing of the original 1989 animated film, and then they just had like a few live performances in between. They had the girl who played Moana. She was Ariel. She was off key during Part of Your World. It was terrible. Shaggy looked more like Michael Jackson in the Thriller video than a crab.
Oh, yeah. John, he didn't like have the whole outfit on.
No,
I saw the
claws or anything.
Just be honest with people. How do you really feel about the show?
John Stamos lost his breath. The only shining moment was Queen Latifah. She nailed it. But if you could get past the feeling you were watching an illegally recorded theater film and all the people cheering mid-performance, like if you could get past that, it was more of a colorful live show geared towards kids at best. That's what I would say.
Were they supposed to film it? Was it illegal?
Just delete it off your DVR and then thank me later for saving you almost 2 hours of torture.
Some people that liked it, though, out there. Well, sure, some people enjoyed it.
I mean, some people don't have standards. And then also some people are just so like pro-Disney that they can't see the bad in anything. So, you know, there are those people, and that's okay.
That's okay. DinasDirt.com. Like what you like.
Exactly. It looks like Christian Bale is losing more weight for yet another role for his new racing flick Ford versus Ferrari.
I know. He'll go from like 50 pounds heavier, 50 pounds lighter.
Yeah, that's the thing. He gained more than 40 pounds to play Dick Cheney in Vice last year. Mm-hmm. And then he had to drop all this weight to start shooting the racing movie. And the reason is because he had to fit in the race car. He said these things are not made for comfort. They're tight.
Oh, they are tight.
It would have been a whole different film. So, but hopefully he's doing it the right way and watching his, you know, health. DinasDirt.com. And Katy Perry has unveiled the latest shoe in her Katy Perry collections. It's a holiday-inspired shoe. It looks like a gingerbread cookie. It's called the Ginger Shoe.
Is it just one, or are they selling them
you
in pairs
now? You get a pair.
Okay.
Do you have to make them like a gingerbread house first?
No, they come pre-made already, pre-decorated.
Nice.
And they're
cute. Can I lick the frosting off your feet? That looks delicious.
Yeah, they're brownish, like a gingerbread cookie would be. They have the frosting colors and some red decorations on them.
Like it?
And she said, all the taste and zero the calories. But it's too bad I have zero the money to get them, though.
Yeah.
That's the downside.
I just wanna, do they fall apart like the gingerbread house my daughter and I usually make?
I think they use better glue that's not made of frosting.
So. Never sticks
edible.
Right.
No. Yes, definitely not edible. That's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports from 640, 740, and 840, along with the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
It's Throwback Thursday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.